Well, after what has been months of preparation for the Magic Millions Festival of British Eventing, here we are. Are you a happy man?
I am. In that, you know, now Peter really runs the event now and runs the festival. And my responsibility now is only the cross-country course. And we've had rain. We've probably got the best footing we've ever had here. And I'll be mowing the tracks since May. And the rain we've had these last few weeks has just really been the icing on the cake. So it's rather nice only to have the cross-country course to worry about. You know? And I'm done. I'm finished.
Means you could be more relaxed, but I have to talk to you about the course. You mentioned the footing is near on perfect, and that's already the feedback I'm getting from the riders this morning. But let's talk about the terrain, because it's pretty unique here, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's probably not everybody's cup of tea because, obviously to gallop round on £1,000 a horse at 25 mile an hour over 4 foot of fixed timber is much easier if it's on a flat surface than when you're going up and downhill. The flat out down some of these banks can be a little bit of a puckering experience, you know. I mean, it's ooh, you know. I won't say you're out of control, but you're not totally in control. There's a bit like skiing, or it is definitely a bit of an adrenaline rush, and some people enjoy that more than others. But because of that, I think technically the courses are, I won't say they're minus, but there's probably more difficult courses around because the terrain, I think, puts an extra click of difficulty into the questions themselves, because you either come up a steep hill or down a steep hill, but in the approach, and that makes a big difference.
What do you think, then, does it take to do well? I mean, the entry list reads like a who's who of three-day eventing. We've got some of the top international riders here. But what does it take to do well?
I think these days, sport never stands still. And these days, you have to be good in all three phases. I mean, back in my day, if you had a non-aggression pact with your horse in the dressage and then jump clear show jumping and went fast and quick across the country, you were competitive. Not anymore. Now you've got to actually do proper dressage and the horse has to really trot, really canter, really walk, and you have to be really good at it, and you have to jump clear show jumping, and you have to go fast and quick across country. I mean, it is the standards go up and up year on year, and in that respect it's tough, particularly at the top. But here also we've got the Intermediate Championship, the Novice Championship, and the Corinthian Cup and things, and the retraining of racehorses, all championships. That's a little easier because you're dealing for the most part with competitors with not quite so much experience.
From a spectator's point of view, it is the most stunning backdrop, and of course we're going to witness top class competition at its very best, and I guess we're very blessed with the whole bowl arena because you have some fantastic viewing points for the cross country.
We've got two main viewing areas out on Avening Banks and in the Park Bowl in front of the Princess Royal's house. And both venues, you can see it's 12 or 13 fences. So pretty much half the course in each place. And that is, it's great viewing because, again, in the old days, people used to watch a horse over fence one and then go and watch a horse over fence two. I don't know, it's a reflection on society or what, but now people are much more inclined to sit down in one place and watch from there, then maybe move and sit down and watch from a different place. And if there's a loo and some fast food and a big screen around, they probably aren't going to move very far. That's the sort of modern spectator, if you like.
Now, Peter's taken some of the pressure and responsibility off you, but when you reflect on this event and how indeed it's grown, you must be incredibly proud. It's a real family effort, isn't it?
It's always been a family effort. I mean, you know, when the Princess Royal and I started it back in 1980, or whatever, we wanted to make it not just about the horse trials, but a family day out. And we thought, well, if you put on good facilities and good courses, you know, we'll get the best horses and riders that's coming. And you know, if you told me then I was still going to be doing it 35 years later, I don't mind how to start it. But it's nice that, you know, Peter and Zara grew up with it, and now they're taking it on. And I think it was time for them to take it on, because, you know, I'm not a great one for social media and all that stuff, but they are. It's their world, and it's that time, you know. And so I think it's the right thing for them to do, and, you know, I wish them every luck.